brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Max Kaiser pops in at the bottom of the hour to get into gold, the economy, Bitcoin, and more, and his take on the bombings. I'm going to open the phones up in the third hour for all of you out there. They're trying to pass SOPA and CISPA right now. We did shoot down the gun-grabbing bill for now, showing the power of the people. Biden was doing fake crying, or maybe doing real crying, that their false flag's been exposed. In our article on Infowars.com, Obama covering up Saudi link to Boston bombing. I love the comment by Anonymous, who commented at 11 a.m. Simple arithmetic. Guys, you can punch this up. Thank you. Simple arithmetic, my friends. One, orchestrate bombing on Patriots Day in city of original Boston Tea Party. Two, detonate bombs near the finish line at the end of the race where slow Caucasians trudged forth and not earlier when the Olympic caliber, and it goes on, were also about the finish line. Three, create major news distractions as banksters crash paper precious metal markets, as well as averting media attention from Benghazi investigation, as well as creating opportunity for eventual radical right-wing, gun-toting, Bible-thumping, middle-aged white supremacists from Montana. Fiction, equal future, more street cameras, surveillance, more wimpy Americans begging for protection. Institution of martial law, first in Boston, which has now happened. Globalist Bilderberg, America's begging for protection. Institution of martial law, first into Boston, and then into other major national metropolitan areas. D, communist fascist takeover of USA by New World Order, with closet homosexual, closet Muslim sociopath, foreign plan Obama as point man dictator. And again, I don't read that to be mean to gay people or something. I actually hadn't read the full comment. I thought I would just read one. This is kind of silly. But the Saudis, like 9/11, are more murdering weapons while the victims are nothing more than sacrificial pawns, collateral damage for the greater Alinsky Marxist good. Wake the bleep up and grow a set, America. And remember, Obama sat at the feet of Bill Ayers, and they got smarter. Don't blow up people and then take credit and say, look, I scare you, do what I say. They found out with Hitler's bombing of London, that only makes people want to fight harder. Blow stuff up and blame it on your enemies. I mean, that is the oldest trick in the book. And of course you have to look at them as the culprits. Of course you have to look at the establishment as the number one suspects first. You got to look at everybody else, too. And I said, I don't know who did this, but it stinks to high heaven with all the buildup, demonizing patriots, saying we're about to blow stuff up. They're trying to pass the gun bill. They want to get this through. But it was so shoddily done. Plus, the Navy SEALs aren't involved in this. The average FBI isn't involved in this. The Boston cops aren't involved. That's why you got to have them out there in a drill with a bunch of black backpacks. Everyone's ordered to stand around in black backpacks, and the SEALs are all looking around like, why are we ordered to do this? So you can put in the redneck patsy and the Saudi patsies, and then if everything goes well, you blame the rednecks, but if things don't go well, you fall back on the Saudis. As I said Monday, I said they might come out and say rednecks working with Muslims, and I said that on record because, you know, they have the turbaned cowboy episodes on Family Guy, and every other show is, and the training manuals and the preparations. Remember the training manuals the Army was given last month that Christians are with Al-Qaeda, Catholics and evangelicals? And all these shows where the Tea Party works with Al-Qaeda, founding fathers, list goes on and on. You're like, well, that doesn't make any sense. They're getting ready for the branding. It's a major rollout. When you know this stuff, it is 100% obvious. 110% obvious, and I said imminent, 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 mass shootings, mass bombings, blaming patriots, imminent, 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 imminent. That day before it happened, Monday on the show, I said imminent attack. Imminent. Because I could just see the crescendo. And they couldn't help it. All the White House connected people, people talk, people brag, like something big's about to happen. You've seen all those things they put out saying, yeah, we need a new Oklahoma to blame on our enemies. Yeah, that would sure help. You know, Robert Shapiro. And they couldn't help it. MSNBC and all of them are like, there's about to be an attack, and you're going to do it. Really? Really? We did it, huh?
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Historic radio broadcast in 18 years I've ever done. We received from Anonymous, and we did Google searches on the photos to confirm they were from Twitter accounts and news stations that didn't know what they had. We received from Anonymous contact sent to Paul Watson, and we are in contact with the folks that sent us the information. They've asked that we not mention what hacker group they're with. We'll just say they're Anonymous. That they went out, and it's obviously intelligence people who don't like what's happening, that Navy SEALs were there at the event at the finish line, all over the place with radiation detectors, black backpacks. We're talking 20 feet, max 20 yards, between 20 and 60 feet from the bombers, right there by the flags. And there was a drill, which they'd been caught lying about. They made them cancel their press conference and then say they hadn't caught the guy that did it. The media should be asking why they did that. Emergency meetings with the Saudi foreign minister last night with Obama. This is unprecedented cover-up. Now, what is on the videos and the photos up at InfoWars.com? In the articles, Obama covering up Saudi link to bombing. Person of interest to be deported after Obama had unscheduled meeting with Saudi foreign minister. There are rednecks that have matching black bags that look like the types that went off that we believe they were planning to go with as the patsies. We said then the Saudi Arabians would be ignored. You're like, well, that's just your speculation. No, it's not. The FBI and Janet Napolitano came out this morning and showed the exact photos we showed a day later, ladies and gentlemen, saying here are people of interest, but they're not suspects, but we want to talk to them. Yeah, they're with their black bags. You've got Navy SEALs everywhere wearing Navy SEAL hats, identifying which SEAL team they're with, knowing how dumb the public is. They didn't know what that meant. In the tan boots, the tan pants, the black shirts. This broke yesterday at this time on air. You've got other people that look like they are kind of wearing the unofficial plainclothes uniform of Army special units, including above Army Delta. I've just covered this so much, I know what they look like. And they all kind of go with a... When they want to be recognized by each other, it's not an undercover look so much as it's kind of an unofficial uniform. It looks like, show people the Delta Force guy, the one hiding in the doorway with the big backpack looking out incredibly suspiciously right there at the finish line, right behind the flags. I mean, it was just guys everywhere with black bags and loudspeakers saying, no one fear, it's only a drill, it's only a drill. And people could say, well, they were trying to stop the Saudi guys. Oh, really? They could have just grabbed them right then. I mean, anybody could walk up to suspicious people with big black backpacks. They let them get away. They were planning to blame the rednecks, ladies and gentlemen. And how do I know that? The Southern Poverty Law Center, White House run, on record, came out a month ago and said, Mr. President, we only told Clinton this 1 month before the Oklahoma City bombing, because we're so smart, we're heroes, that then this is the anti-gun, anti-America group that demonizes Ron Paul, myself, anybody that loves freedom, and basically says we're bad guys. They said, sir, the right wing, the Tea Party, is going to imminently engage in terror attacks. It's imminent. They're going to bomb. And I said, that's it. They ran Elohim City, where McVeigh was at. It came out in federal documents. They were over that group. Carol Howe, all of it came out. They're deadly dangerous. They're the private government group. And I said, that's it. It's imminent. And then they started saying the last few weeks, the Tea Party's going to shoot and blow things up. And told state police this all over the country. And said, prepare to take Christians' guns. Will you confiscate their guns? That's Fox News. And it started waking the police up going, what do you mean the Christians are going to have an uprising? What are you talking about? Because they're going to blame this on us. That's why I said it's imminent. I was able to tell you on air yesterday, it's on record, there's video and audio of it, showing the Saudi Arabians, saying those look like Saudi Arabians to me, and that's a cutout. People go, well, why would they have rednecks and Saudis and Navy SEALs and police and special army forces, probably Delta. Why would they have, well, that guy looks like Delta Force if I've ever seen one. Why would they, there's the Patsy, why would they have all of this going on at the same time? That way there's fallback plans, because they don't tell the SEALs what's happening. They say, you're part of a drill, come to this area. They tell the police, you're part of a drill, come to this area. So you got 20, 30, 40 guys with black backpacks, so that no one knows who really bombed everything. That's a classic fog of war tactic they do. Oklahoma City, they had white supremacists. They had special forces sheep-dipped. They had German intelligence. They had Canadians there. They had CIA people there. They had ATF people there. They had FBI there. The FBI counterterrorism director was there, got caught lying, saying he wasn't. He was there the day before. That came out in court. All there, 1 minute after the bombing. And cops that pulled up, Terrence Yakey, Don Browning, and others, head of the canine unit, went, what are you doing? And they're like, watch your mouth or we'll kill you. That's what we're doing. I mean, cops are smart. They're like, what are you doing in bomb gear? That takes 20 minutes. What are you doing here? Were you running a sting? You keep your mouth shut, boy. They ran a drill that morning. There were federal buildings warned the day before and that morning of a bombing. They even put a warning out. So, ooh, man, our superiors warned us of this. Oh, they warned you. They planted the stinking plastic explosives inside, and a bunch of them didn't go off. And the Ryder truck was the diversion. See, I study these people. I'm risking my life to tell you this. They killed cops and medical examiners and medical people in Oklahoma City that tried to expose this. They killed a bunch of the first responders, ladies and gentlemen. But this isn't 1995. There are photos everywhere, and you think we're so stupid. You're going to have everyone crawling all over the place, and then you're going to have your patsies who were probably told, hey, you're in trouble for this gun charge, Mr. Brown, or whatever their name is. Go help us in drills, and we'll drop the charges. That's how we've caught them doing that with Randy Weaver and others. They're like, all right, I want to serve my country. Good, good, because they know the guy's on welfare, probably got a 75 IQ, low-grade moron, mentally retarded mildly, but is able to keep a job. There's lots of working people that are actually retarded out there who come from families that make them work. I mean, the guy looks like he's got about a 75 max 80 IQ. And I said, okay, it'll be these Saudis, it'll be these guys, and they're going to have the fallback now. But I don't know how they can announce that they've arrested these guys, because now everyone's going to point out these photos. And they're listening live time to the show. They flip out and then cancel the press conference. That's how immersed in this, ladies and gentlemen, I am. Again, I told you yesterday, these Saudi Arabians, they're Saudi Arabians. Now they're saying they think they're Saudi Arabians. They don't want you to know about this, but now they're going to be forced to show you these photos. Sure enough, they did. And again, how do I know what they were planning? This is the most important point, because every outlet run by the White House, from MSNBC to Media Matters to the Southern Poverty Law Center, came out in the last month really cocky. And it's not like they're brought into the meeting and told what's going to happen. They're just like, okay, the right wing's going to get exposed now. Talk about how they're going to stage terror. It's in every show, every TV. Hollywood's gotten the memo, from Family Guy to Founding Fathers to The Following to, you know, medical shows, that the Patriots are going to bomb you. They're going to shoot you. They're going to blow up your sporting event because they believe in George Washington. I mean, it's obvious. The whole scripting targeting the dumb public, the dumbed down public. And boom, it happens. And I see these photos. Anonymous was right to send them to us. We hammer them out there, and they still haven't shown all the others. They are freaking out right now. And I salute DrudgeReport.com is the only major media outlet that has picked this up. The only major media outlet that has picked this up is the DrudgeReport.com. Left-hand side has our article and link to our article about the photos rocking the internet last night and this morning. The photos that we posted at Infowars.com that are linked in Paul's new article, Obama covering up Saudi link to Boston bombing, which then forced the Blaze to finally report on all this, which is our plan. See, we're not trying to scoop you, Glenn. We want to make you cover the truth. Why don't you apologize to me? You spent 30 minutes attacking me yesterday, saying I was making this up. And it's not about two talk show hosts fighting with each other. Just admit you take your information from my show and then twist it for your own uses. And I'm sick of it. You're not going to bury this information. We could bring down this entire operation, but he's too scared to do it. If we could get Limbaugh and if we could get Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity to talk about this, it is over for these people. It is over. I mean, by the way, this is dangerous, by the way. There's no telling what the globalists may stage now to bring in tyranny. I want to go out to break with Dan Bedondi at the press conference. Part of it, we'll come back with more. The night of the event, and instantly when he brings up false flag, they turn and get freaked out when they talk about the drill. Acting guilty as sin. That was another big telltale sign. I went from maybe a false flag to 99% it is, and the evidence just piles and piles. Let's go to that clip.
Is there any security footage of any of these explosions?
We are looking at all of that right now. That's one of the investigative steps that we have taken.
Was there any prior knowledge, though? Because according to BostonGlobe.com, they said they were doing drills this morning for the same exact thing that happened, according to BostonGlobe.com. Now, were you guys given any warning ahead of time of this taking place?
As I said earlier, there was no specific intelligence. We certainly increased our posture around a big event like this. All of those things happened in preparation for this event, but there was no specific intelligence that anything was going to happen.
And can you talk a little bit about what type of device you have?
The city of Boston is open and will be open tomorrow, but it will not be business as usual. It will be a heightened law enforcement presence consistent with the severity and seriousness of the ongoing investigation. People should expect, those who are riding the T, that there will be random checks of backpacks and other parcels.
We're going to come back with the rest. If people ask what the goal is, distract the war crime indictment by the Congressional Committee of Obama and Bush Jr. for torture and ordering it and then ordering a cover-up. cover-up for Benghazi, cover-up to get the gun stuff passed, cover-up on the economy, and a way to roll out martial law, which they were already doing with troops on the streets, checking your junk for Al-Qaeda bombs. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the rest of this key audio. Max Keiser coming up. But we have caught them. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Well, InfoWars.com broke internationally in the news, and the Drudge Report broke it even bigger. The photos of the people from Saudi Arabia, they believe, who are the main suspects in the bombing. And and they have canceled press conferences and had said they'd arrested who they thought did it. And now that's all supposed to be forgot, and no media will cover it, and it's supposedly nothing's happened here. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if a small-town TV station broke who the guys were and found the photos, it'd be all over the news. They don't want everybody coming to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So we have to have our writers write articles explaining what just happened. Do you understand how big this is? They have been caught running a drill that witnesses saw and heard, saying, don't worry about the backpacks, it's just a drill. As the cops and military stand around with their own backpacks, their own black backpacks, while Saudis and some white hillbilly types are there as the patsies, and the media builded, was getting ready yesterday before this came out, going, yeah, it looks like it's Lone Wolf. Oh. And MSNBC and everybody's like, yeah, it's about to be the Tea Party, like we told you. Oh, the arrest has been made. Going to have a press conference at the courthouse. Then they went, oh, forget that. We don't have anybody. There's no press conference. We got to meet with the Saudis. I mean, unraveling in front of everyone, and false flags, one of the top SERPs terms, and they're just hoping they can get away with this. Imagine the magnitude. This shows you how controlled the media is, that only Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com are covering this. And the photos we released are the photos they were forced to then put out, the very photos a day later. But they won't say. The media stands around to wait till the government gives them a photo and ignores, hey, who was right? Not, wow, good job. Infowars.com, Paul Watson, Alex Jones, Matt Drudge, Matt Drudge's crew. It'd be like Drudge breaking Monica Lewinsky again and then not saying Drudge broke it. But this is the government, or the criminal elements of it, creating their standard drill where you've got a bunch of decoys, and they use Navy SEALs and what looks like Army Special Forces. I've been to so many of these events, I've learned how the Army dresses in there. It's a uniform, but it's not. We're nobody, public so disconnected. It's not obvious the guys are wearing uniforms. They really are. It's Navy SEAL insignias, all of it. That's how dumb they think you are. And we're sitting here. This is the story. They've lied about the drill. They've lied about it all to my reporter that was all over national news. That didn't make the news. Or they said Alex the Megatroll Jones and his troll heckled. Oh, really? Hey, there's a drill. Eyewitnesses. What about the drill? There was no drill, and there was no prior knowledge. Liars, liars, liars. This is so big. Let's go back to Dan Bedondi, Monday night, Infowars.com reporter. And again, I don't even want the credit for this. I want the media to start focusing on, look at these other photos. Look, that's right by the flagpoles. That's right by the bomb. Cops with big black backpacks looking right at the other guys. I mean, the cops were searching everybody there. Why didn't you search the rednecks? Why didn't you search the Saudis? Why don't you want these photos out if you're not involved? This is hiding in plain view. Let's go back to the clip of Dan Bedondi.
The city of Boston is open and will be open tomorrow, but it will not be business as usual.
Yeah, you're going to have troops searching everybody.
Law enforcement presence consistent with the severity and seriousness of the ongoing investigation. People should expect, those who are riding the T, that there will be random checks of backpacks and other parcels. And we just ask everyone to be patient with that inconvenience for the time being. It is for the public's safety. Here in the state, at the local level, and at the federal level, we are all coming together to do everything we can to get to the bottom of this.
The most important fact that I want to convey to everybody this evening has already been mentioned by Governor Patrick. The FBI is taking the lead in this investigation. It is asserting federal jurisdiction. It will do so through the Boston Joint Terrorism Task Force, members of which are by all these members of the law enforcement agencies here represented at the podium. This will be a combined federal, state, and local effort. It will be an ongoing investigation. It is a criminal investigation that is a potential terrorist investigation.
Did you take any questions?
Oh, sir, why would a lot of speakers telling people in the audience to be Bomber.com moments before the bomb went off. Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on the pants on the streets?
No. Next question.
You have said that there's no self-defense in
circle. I'm not going to confirm that right now. We'll have that information for you first thing in the morning. People are filing that as we speak.
Again, why would speakers tell people to be
characterizing
terrorism?
Extensive injuries, how serious people are.
We're going to come back for the rest of this and then Max Kaiser, but he says at the end, this is a false flag gentleman. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a false flag. We don't know exactly who did it. We know the government was running it and is now covering it up in plain view. This thing is fully blown wide open.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Max Kaiser was going to be on with us, but his Skype's not working, and we're seeing if we get him on cell phone. But regardless, I'm going to be covering the news here. I want you to understand something. I tend to get up here when we have ultra-massive news and kind of calmly report it. Or to be more accurate, I'm just excited all the time. But this is over the top. I mean, this is so incredible that in the 21st century, you have the real birth of the citizen media, where everybody is out there by the millions seeing the Navy SEALs, seeing the handlers. There's new photos that looks like cops handling the patsies, bringing them in. Obviously, these goofy-looking guys with backpacks, the cops would be all over them. That's why they're telling people, be calm, this is just a drill. Never mind the weirdos with big black backpacks. Never mind people leaving them right there. Just a drill. Now, cops, let's get, we're told to get back, just for our safety, though. And then the cops get back and it blows up. I mean, folks, now people know what they're looking for. And the system, of course, knew the whole time. It's full of Navy SEALs. It's full of Army. It's full of undercover police everywhere with big black backpacks. And then you see after the bombs go off, they're directing things. In fact, I never have a tightness in my throat and kind of an anxiety. I haven't had anxiety like that since I was, like, you know, 14, getting a date with the best-looking cheerleader. You know, and you're you know, going to the movies where they're getting dropped off by our parents. You kind of get that tightness in your throat before you reach over and kiss her. I'm having butterflies, okay? And I'm somebody that's spoken to crowds of 5,000 people, and I don't get butterflies. I go on The View, and I don't get butterflies talking to 20 million people. Right now, I'm having so many butterflies that I'm actually hyperventilating on air, okay? I mean, that's how big this is. Because this is like catching people, again, burying the dead bodies on film in the backyard. This is open and shut, smoking gun. You call in all these people, you ask who ordered them to do what, you'll find out who was in charge, you'll find out who was handling who, you'll find out who did this and who blew up the marathon. Well, I mean, we're sitting here. This will destroy the globalist if this comes out. And you notice no media is going, wow, Alex Jones, of all people, got the photos of who they say they're looking for now. Why didn't the media, over several days, and you think I'm so busy, you know, you think I'd be looking at this stuff close. And it was all hiding in plain view in front of everyone. Dude just came in here during the break, is why I'm hyperventilating, with a stack of new high-def photos and stills out of the city of Boston surveillance footage, and it shows the handlers of the Saudis, and you can see the body language, all of it. And again, people say, oh, you're just speculating. Oh, I told you who they would be forced to release with the Saudis. I told you the Navy SEAL stuff. That's now all over the place. Let's finish up with Badandi. But first, I want to show this image here for everybody. There's an article up at Infowars.com titled Papers, Please, in Boston. And it shows 1938 Germany with young soldiers, two of them together, going through people's papers, and then it shows Boston, USA, 2013, with two young MPs. I mean, they look like they know they can be 20, with satisfied power trip looks, searching a businessman and checking his papers. Let me tell you something, MPs. You're not searching anything, okay? Your bosses killed those people. Let me get that through your brain there, son. Son. This is America, and I'm sick of your garbage, and I'm sick of the TSA, and I'm sick of all of it while the border's wide open. It's called a gambit, boys. You say you're soldiers? Let me teach you. Being a soldier means you know history, and you know the enemy. The Iranians of today are the Persians of 4,000 years ago. And they developed in chess from a military move with horsemen called a gambit. A gambit is with your, and it's what most chess masters use a lot of times, sacrificing players to suck you in and defeat you. And you put a gambit is a pawn or a chess move mirroring cavalry, where you put cavalry in where they will be enveloped and destroyed because the enemy can't help going out and destroying a force. Let's say you got a pincer attack ready. You want to see the main military force revealed from behind the hill. They didn't have satellite back then. Believe me, kids, they didn't 3,000 plus years ago. You send them out, and the gambit works this way. And there's different types of gambits, but it's a basic horse move, as the Iranians did it. You send them out, it calls out the main force, they unify. Now you have a chance to launch a pincer on them, because they've unified coming in to destroy the force. Or you've tricked them to come down off the hills they're on to destroy your force, to get them in low ground so you can now attack. And it's also an Alexander the Great move that he used a lot. It's just basic gambit, Iranian term, Persian term. So in standard warfare, go back to World War I, they would send in a unit or several units, hundreds of men, sometimes whole platoons, to be wiped out. into a trench area that was disputed, knowing they'd all be killed. And they would order them on what they called suicide missions. You've heard of suicide missions? This is how these generals like Lemonser were ready to bomb U.S. movie theaters to blame it on Cuba and kill Americans. Ward Cleaver and, you know, Leave It to Beaver. Wally, you know, I mean, that's what 1950s were. Blow up Wally at the movie, plastic explosives to blame it on the commies. And they said it's a gambit. It's a good, you know, we may even lose 10 million Americans, but we'll defeat communism. They were ready to lose 10 million Americans in the Russian counterstrike. Dr. Strangelove is actually based on true stories. You see that movie? It's based on Curtis LeMay and L.L. Lemnitzer. He plays the part of Jack T. Ripper and all of it. Now, that Stanley Kubrick movie, that's real, folks. That almost happened in 1961. Film came out 2 years later. I'm giving you history here, and a gambit is to sacrifice maybe 20, 30, 100 horsemen to draw out the enemy, and the argument is you save thousands of your cavalry and win the battle. So in military, it's called a sacrifice, and that's what they did, and they generally will use a foreign intelligence unit to actually do the bombing, like the Saudis, who they used on 9/11 to then take the blame. Those Saudis were trained in U.S. bases. That came out in mainstream news. So this is the information we're talking about. There it is, gambit, a opening chess move in which a player risks one or more pawns or a minor piece to gain an advantage in position. A remark intended to start a conversation or make a telling point. A calculated move. There you go. And I'm not going to sit here and rant and rave about this anymore. The point is, they had a drill. They were all around the guys with the bombs. There's video and photos of it all. There's video of undercover police, it looks like, leading the mentally ill. That's what the guy looks like to me. Body language, all of it. Leading up the poor patsy, who probably thought he was a secret agent now. He looks so proud to be on Team America. He doesn't know he's going to be drugged up and rolled out as the new McVeigh. And going to be electroshocked, tortured, drugged up for trial. Just like all the other patsies, it's so horrible. And you know what? The operation was blown for you. This is unprecedented. So now they're going to say, oh, maybe it's Saudis. Oh, we sent them back to Saudi Arabia. Never mind. Oh, we met with the Saudi foreign minister, emergency meeting. We canceled the press conference, blah, 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 on and on and on. They do not want this out. They do not want this discussed. They do not want you talking about it. They do not. They needed to blame the Patriot Tea Party for this so bad. And again, how did I know they were going to blame us? Patriots Day, Tax Day, that's not how I knew. Sure, that added to it. The White House operatives that run CNN and MSNBC have been licking their lips for the last month, saying an attack is imminent and that we're horrible murderers and soon everyone will see. I mean, they are operating like you're so stupid. I mean, when Robert Shapiro 2 years ago wrote for the Financial Times of London, we need a new Oklahoma City to be blamed on our political opposition so Obama can be popular. I'm like, folks, they think you're stupid. They're having, like, consigliere mafia meetings in the newspaper. They think you're so dumb. I mean, one Bible page separation from saying they did it or need to do it. I mean, that's like Gary Hart on the CFR Commission wrote public letters and a paper saying we need staged terror attacks, just like PNAC did in the September 20th Rebuilding America's Defenses thing. And then one time We Are Change, it's in my film Truth Rising, found him at an event. He was at a book signing and came up and said, you wrote those letters and put up that public report, you know, saying we staged terror attacks in America and that we should do it again. And he goes, no, I didn't. What are you talking about, son? They go, well, here's your letter. And when he read it, he started sweating and going, oh, well, I that was a mock letter. I well, see, they don't even think of us as human. You publish this stuff in the CFR. You publish this stuff publicly, and we're not supposed to go with a copy of it? Like, you think we're animals like all these other people? You think I don't see? You don't think I don't know you want to raise my property taxes and gut the Second Amendment and take my kids from me? And you say the state runs my kids on MSNBC? You don't think we're not going to fight you? You don't think we don't know you're going to blow stuff up and try to blame us? You don't think we're not watching now, you rat bastards? You don't think there's not fight left around here? Not all of us are in comas watching TV, buddy. Not all of us are busy, you know, down at the bar watching UFC, looking tough in front of our buddies. Not all of us are here to be run over. Not all of us are fake men. You know how slime, I got countless clips of CNN, MSNBC, even yesterday going, you know it's gun owners did this. You know they use powder from the gun shops to do it. I mean, I even predicted that. I mean, they've got their whole script and they're told, don't worry, we're going to get them real soon. We'll get the gun bill passed. Something's about to happen. Just go tell people they're the ones that are going to do it. Oh, really? Tell me. Let me in on it. Nah, you're not high level enough, but we're going to burn these people. We're taking this country over. High five. Yeah. Yeah. Then we can torture all we want, and it won't be Iraqis we're torturing. It'll be all these patriots, hot wives, and their kids. They're all in there just high-fiving. Yeah, America, you know, Media Matters, Southern Poverty Law Center, high-fiving. America's our. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Go ahead and try to say we did it now. Go ahead. Go ahead and make my day. I probably shouldn't taunt them so much, but you know what? Do whatever you're going to do to me. Just, if you ever do take me out, don't think I didn't know, okay? I'm not a coward like you. I see you. That's not any trick. You people are just over the top obvious. Captain Obvious on steroids to the power of infinity. To Captain Obvious in infinity and beyond. I mean, you people are running around in Democratic fundraising letters saying to your million-dollar donors, don't worry, there'll be a new Oklahoma City. We're going to win our agenda. Your money's well spent with us. Even letting their donors in, like, don't worry, we're going to blow stuff up. I mean, I have to sit here and watch you, these psychos on power trips reading their teleprompters on MSNBC going, you know, all the twinkly eyes of just criminal energy just going, and you know it's NRA that did this bombing, and we're going to get these people. I mean, just over-the-top authoritarian scum. Let's go back to a real reporter, Dan Badani from Infowars.com. At the end of the press conference with the governor, at the end he says, you know what, let's play the whole thing end-to-end. Cue it back up at the start. I want people to see, hear the press conference, because again, this happened on Monday. It was just off the news. It was bad audio, but still freaked everybody out in the establishment. And false flags, you know, one of the top search terms. By the way, search the term false flag. I'll send us the number one. Do it right now, folks. In fact, I'm going to do it. Here is the press conference. Here it is.
Is there any security footage of any of these explosions?
We are looking at all of that right now. That's one of the investigative steps that we're taking.
Was there any fighting knowledge, Joe? Because according to BostonGlobe.com, they said they were doing drills this morning for the same exact thing that happened, according to BostonGlobe.com. Now, was you guys given any warning ahead of time of this taking place?
As I said earlier, there was no specific intelligence. We certainly increase our posture around a big event like this. All of those things happened in preparation for this event, but there was no specific intelligence that anything was going to happen.
Ed, can you talk a little bit about what type of device do you have?
The city of Boston is open and will be open tomorrow, but it will not be business as usual. It will be a heightened law enforcement presence consistent with the severity and seriousness of the ongoing investigation. People should expect, those who are riding the T, that there will be random checks of backpacks and other parcels. And we just ask everyone to be patient with that inconvenience for the time being. It is for the public's safety. Here in the state, at the local level, and at the federal level, we are all coming together to do everything we can to get to the bottom of this.
The most important fact that I want to convey to everybody this evening has already been mentioned by Governor Patrick. The FBI is taking the lead in this investigation. It is asserting federal jurisdiction. It will do so through the Boston Joint Terrorism Task Force, members of which are comprised by all the members of the law enforcement agencies here represented at the podium. This will be a combined federal, state, and local effort. It will be an ongoing investigation. It is a criminal investigation that has a potential terrorist investigation.
Did you take any questions?
Oh, sir, why were loudspeakers telling people in the audience to be calm moments before the bomb went off? Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking their hands down on the pants on the streets?
No. Next question.
You have said that there's no suspect for deserve.
I'm not going to confirm that right now. We'll have that information for you first thing in the morning. Medical people are compiling that as we speak.
Again, why would speakers telling people to be
characterizing the effect of terrorism?
Extent of the injuries, how serious people are.
This is a very powerful point. Right now, that area that the governor outlined is our main point of focus right
now. Again, why would people telling us speakers telling people to be calm before the bomb went off? I want to answer that question.
Currently in your search for additional devices, are you searching the entire route of the marathon, or are you just focused on certain areas right now? Are there specific areas that you're focused on beyond the Copley area?
At this point in time, our focus of the investigation is in the areas of the governor.
Why was people being told prior to the bomb going off?
Are there any unaccounted for people? If so, how would you...
We're actually working very closely with the families right now. We're setting up a location near here that families can come to if they have any questions. The mayor's office has fielded many calls of concern. We're going through those right now.
Okay, you guys
why was people being told prior?
9:30 tomorrow morning.
Why was people being told prior to the bombs going off to stay calm? Yeah. That's a false flag, gentlemen. Just to put more TSA on the street. To rob our civil liberties.
Yes, these men and their hypnotized followers call this a new order.
It is not new, and it is not order. It is a new world order. And he was talking about Hitler at that time. He talked about his new world order. That's what fascists always talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what psycho guilds talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, they did do the drill. It was used as the cover. They were all around the guys when the bombs went off. There's no way they didn't stop them by accident. And like, we're running, stop the bomb, and it went off. They were all right there in plain view, and they think you're so stupid. There's high-def video and photo everywhere. They're now admitting that we were right, that we broke it, but not giving us credit. And it's hidden in plain view. I'll give the number out, open phones in the next hour, and then the gun grabbers throwing fits that they haven't gotten our guns yet. But don't worry. They've got schizophrenics on drugs, wound up, probably putting guns in their hands right now.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
We'll be right back.
Controller here live. It is Thursday, the 18th day of April, 2013. I'm going to have Jakari Jackson and David Knight on. They're trying to pass the CISPA bill to restrict our free speech right now, the open borders, other things. We've defeated the gun grab before now. They're going to be here for 2 hours of overdrive. Some stations do carry that fourth hour, and then the fifth hour is video streams and audio at Infowars.com/listen. That's free for everybody right now. The bandwidth is extremely expensive. This is historical stuff you're seeing here. Most people are not maniac enough to go up against the New World Order. Most people are scared to die. I love life so much that I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And I don't expect that to happen. And I'll never commit suicide. But my gut tells me this is dangerous, more dangerous than anything I've ever done. This is more dangerous than anything I've ever done. I've had a sports car up to 175 miles an hour. I'm sorry. I actually didn't do that, police. Sorry. I'm not going to tell a lie. The point is that this is the most dangerous thing I have ever done. And it's because this country and everything good in the world was founded on guts. And it was founded on telling the truth. And when you know evil's going on, you got to not lie to yourself about it and rationalize and be all shaky and, oh, who knows. No, day one, I said, I saw the build up to this false flag. And this is exactly what it looks like now. And now Harry Reid is talking about false flags as he throws fits, saying that they've been unable to get our guns. Here's a clip of that.
We can keep them off the streets. We should keep them off the streets.
You got plenty of guns, don't you, bud?
In the 1920s, organized crime was committing murders with machine guns. We've seen them.
Yeah, that was used to restrict our guns.
Valentine's Day massacre.
They still got them.
So Congress dramatically limited the sale and transfer of machine guns.
Yeah, full auto. You don't even need that.
A long time ago.
Yeah, a bunch of bull. They started to take our guns then, traitor.
As a result, machine guns basically disappeared from the streets. They're in movies, but not private citizens had them. We can and should make the same common sense approach.
Crime dropped 49% the last 20 years, punk.
Modern weapons of war. Assault weapons. That's why I will vote for Dianne
Feinstein. But you're a criminal who only wants the guns for yourself, punk.
Because we must strike a better balance between the right to defend ourselves and the right of every child in America to grow up safe from gun violence.
Like the ones that got blown up at the...
I'll vote for the ban because maintaining a law and order is more important than satisfying conspiracy theories.
You scum.
Who believe in black helicopters.
Oh, really?
And false flags.
Oh! Turn him off. That's enough of that punk. Listen, we're getting to them. They don't like it. Full speed ahead. Intensify operations. Just discredit them. Every time you email one of our stories, every time you talk about false flags, every time you expose what they've done, every time you just bring them closer to defeat. And they're all running scared now. When I see them in press conferences, they are just freaked out because they know we're getting so close. They've committed this crime out in the open, and they're hoping the media doesn't let it leak. They're hoping no one points out all the other people there and the handlers with the patsies. They don't know what to do. They had the fake arrest. They were going to announce it was a gun owner. They had everything. And now it's all screwed up by the grace of God. You wanted to frame us, and now you can't. So better carry out another false flag real quick, huh? That's what you guys always do the same thing. So I've been thinking about what they'll do. They'll probably blow some more stuff up. And they might have set the fire at that thing up in Texas. So that's a perfect thing to get this out of the news. They're in total panic mode. I don't know that. I don't have evidence of that, so we don't know. But they do this kind of stuff, so they are prime suspects. Also, go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy the books, the high-quality water filters at the lowest prices with promo code WATER for all the water products, their T-shirts, the Second Amendment info, the magazine, subscribe to it, the new Come and Take It T-shirts. They've got the AR-15 M4, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We also have the InfoWars Seed Center that's got a huge variety of the very best non-GMO, non-hybrid heirloom seeds at the lowest prices out there. The lowest prices out there. Hey, I told Weldon to lower the price on that particular one right there to $36. I want the lowest price out there. InfoWarsStore.com. Third hour coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.